My name is Alicia Mullen, and I am currently the secretary of the board on the school board, and I will be running for my seat again in October.
You know, you've been there for 4 years. Tell me a little bit of what you've been able to do since you've been there.
Okay. A lot of what we've done is policy work, and so we have to make sure that our policies are overseeing things, but not overstepping and micromanaging. So that's some of the things I've done. I've also been able to work with AASB, which is the Association of Alaska School Boards, and work with them on legislative issues, getting our kids up to legislative fly-in, and making sure that our voice is heard outside of Wrangell as well.
Like what kind of legislative issues?
A lot of the legislative issues that we have faced is just fighting to make sure that we get the right funding that we need for schools. Continually letting the legislature know how important it is to fully fund the schools. But, you know, also urging them to work on other things such as, you know, the ferry system. It's super important to the schools to have that reliable service for when students need to travel. And just things like that the legislature can do to help the schools, and things that they might not necessarily think are connected, but they really are.
And yeah, if you're reelected, what would you hope to do for the next 3 years?
The first thing I think that's really important is to get everybody as a cohesive group. We're going to have a couple of new board members, but we've also got a lot of staff change. And so we need to make sure that we can kind of get those two groups together, provide the new staff with the support that they need to become part of Wrangell, but also provide the existing staff, you know, with the reassurances and, letting them know how much that we value the fact that they have been here, and getting them development for, you know, what's next for them. In addition, our balanced governance policies we've been adopting over the last year, we still have a lot of work to do on those.
Explain a little bit about balanced governance.
I am so glad you asked. So balanced governance is just a way to set our policies to make sure that we are staying within our role as the board, making sure it's that informed oversight. So we want to oversee things. We want to not overstep our role. And by getting policies that are balanced, it provides us the ability to have the information we need to make the decisions, but not to be micromanaging or overstepping where we need to make sure that we're not going into the superintendent's role or the principal's role or the teacher's role. So.